From Mina Harker's journal. I am staying in Whitby with my dear friend Lucy Westenraa. Her poor, ailing mother has died at last, but Lucy is uplifted now, having been proposed to twice in a single day. She turned down the good Dr. Seward and said yes to her beloved Arthur, which makes me almost as happy as it has him. I understand that the young men are now firm friends. Men are very strange. A church here stands on a cliff above the town, with a graveyard that runs right to the cliff's edge. It is my favourite place to sit. I come up often with Lucy, or on my own when I'm sad and worried, as I am now. I have had no news from my husband, Jonathan. It is most unlike him to neglect me in this way. I cannot help but feel anxious when he is far away in a strange land. Closer to hand, I am worried also about Lucy, who is sleepwalking again, as she used to when she was a little girl. I must remember to lock our door at night. Today, I was quite frightened by an old man who declared that something in the wind smelled like death. It was a relief when the Coast Guard came by. He says there is a storm coming. We could see a ship far out, behaving very strangely. She steered this way and that as the wind and waves took her. I think he is anxious for her safety if she doesn't put in before the storm hits. Her danger put my own worries to shame. They seem so petty. But oh, how I wish that Jonathan would write.